Welcome to your five for the day. One day God called to Moses, telling the people to prepare themselves, for he was going to come down on Mount Sinai in the sight of all the people. On the third day, as God had said, the people experienced thunder and lightning. The whole mountain shook, and it was shrouded in smoke as the Lord descended in fire. The people were afraid, and Moses climbed the mountain to meet God. There are certain things which are beyond the ability of the human body to fully appreciate. The sight was so bright, they could only look on the reflection of God's brightness, which was seen in Moses' face when he came down from the mountain. They couldn't bear the words of God directly spoken, but they could listen to Moses as he explained them. The sight, the sound, the whole sensation was too much for them. In the New Testament, we read of a mountain which Jesus climbed with Peter, James, and John. Like the people gathered at the foot of Mount Sinai, these three men were about to experience something wonderful, yet at the same time fearful. In fact, we need more than one telling to get the whole story. Eyesight is a remarkable human sense, yet there are many things which are beyond our ability to see, and some which are too bright and might even damage our eyes. The writer Matthew tells us that as the disciples watched, Jesus' face shone like the sun. For a moment they glimpsed the brightness of the Son of God, which until this time had been veiled. As we read our Bible, we discover that although our human bodies can't yet look on such glory physically, those who have the eye of faith can know and see the glory of God, not now reflected in Moses' face, but fully revealed in the face of Jesus Christ. As far as the ear is concerned, there are sounds which are beyond our ears to detect. Some sounds are too loud, and others can have other effects. Certain musical combinations can make us wince, whilst the exquisite blends of others can even raise a tear. Peter speaks of such a voice, such was the majestic sound they heard on the mountain. When the three men heard it, they fell on their faces and were terrified. It was the voice of God, expressing his love and delight in his Son. Though that voice was too much for those men, as we read the Bible and pray, by faith, we can hear God speaking to us through his word. There are times when we can experience something beyond a human touch. Perhaps a tingle in the spine during a storm brought about by the power of the occasion. As the presence of God, which followed the thunder, lightning, and earthquake on Mount Sinai, made the people afraid, the writer Luke tells us that the disciples feared as they entered the cloud. God was there, and they felt ill-equipped to enter his presence. To meet God on our own would be a fearsome thing, but those disciples were comforted afterward when they looked up and saw Jesus with them. By faith, through trust in the Lord Jesus, who is now in heaven, the Bible positively encourages us to approach God boldly and without fear. One day, those who have trusted in the Lord Jesus will discover their bodies changed and made fit to appreciate the brightness of God, to hear the voice of God, and to enjoy his presence. One more thing. The writer Mark tells us that Peter was so amazed he didn't know what to say. Whilst here on earth, we're bound by the languages of earth. But when Christians are caught up to heaven to meet God, I think we'll be better equipped to respond as we say thank you to the one who loved us enough to die on a cross to save us. Thank you for listening.